Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Prego, sono qua. Buongiorno, di fronte a lei.
Buongiorno.
Lei? Sì, è impossibile vedere da qui. Giulia Bianconi del Tempo, volevo chiederle di tutti i personaggi che ha raccontato con la sua fantasia nei suoi film, qual è quello che sente più vicino a lei, più vicino a Tim Burton? E poi, visto che sta preparando una serie, che è la sua prima serie, se la serialità quindi è un modo nuovo per lei di raccontare appunto il cinema, quindi un'evoluzione del suo cinema, la serie. Grazie.
Well, to answer the first question, I'd say the characters that were probably closest to me are probably Edward Scissorhands and Ed Wood. I'd say those two characters have a lot of me in them. So I don't wear women's clothes, but other than that, I'm pretty much like Ed Wood. And in terms of, I'm doing this series called Wednesday, sort of based on Adam's Family, but it focuses on the character of Wednesday, which I really love love that character. So it's a character that kind of reminded me a little bit of like Lydia and Beetlejuice, but it's more deeper and much more expansive. So I got very excited about that. And yeah, been in Romania shooting that for the last few months.
Francesca D'Angelo, di Libero. Volevo chiederle, avevo un paio di domande veloci. La prima è la seguente: lei è stato il primo con i suoi film a raccontare il diverso, a battersi per quella che oggi noi chiamiamo inclusività. Ecco, cosa pensa di questa nuova Hollywood che è quasi maniacale, no, nella sua inclusività e nel suo essere multietnica? E poi volevo anche chiederle, secondo lei, cosa resta della fantasia in un cinema che è sempre più, diciamo, affascinato dei biopic, dalle storie vere? Cioè, cosa resta della fantasia, di quella capacità di immaginare qualcosa da zero, che poi tra l'altro è uno degli aspetti più spirituali che abbiamo, no? Quello di guardare con fantasia oltre alla realtà. Grazie.
Ok, what was the first part of that question? Yeah, sorry, what was the first part of the question? Sorry, what was the first one? In terms of inclusiveness and all of that sort of thing, I mean, like, I always felt like an outsider, and so for me, those are normal characters, those are characters, and, I mean, you still feel like, you know, it is better that there's people are being included, you know, I mean, but I always felt the same way, so I always felt, you know, I never felt like... I always understood the outsider, whatever race you are, whatever culture you come from, what man, woman, child, whatever, it doesn't matter. I think any time you've ever felt that it's just part of my life. So it's something that I never really thought too much about. And what was the other? Sorry.
About fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look at it. Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, of course there is. I mean, all these kind of superhero movies. I mean, it's weird for me because, you know, doing one, you know, I did a superhero movie a long time ago, and, it's still going on to this day, which is incredible. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about film. Whether even biopics, you know, sometimes the most unbelievable stories are true stories. You know, sometimes it's big, almost seems more like fantasy than reality, some of these true stories.
C'è una domanda anche qui davanti, vedo una mano lì alzata, non so chi abbia il microfono. Prego.
Hi, Mr. Burton.
Hello, wherever you are.
Vorrei sapere, visto che lei sono più di 30 anni che collabora con Danny Elfman, se ci può parlare del vostro rapporto e di come la colonna sonora dei suoi film nasce soprattutto il lavoro insieme a lui. Grazie.
No, I mean, it's funny you say that because I lose track of time, but in fact, I'm here now, but in Los Angeles right now, he's doing his Nightmare Before Christmas concerts, which is incredible. So he's got, I think, he's performing Jack Skellington, doing the whole full thing, and I think they've got like Billie Eilish is singing Sally's song with him and stuff. So I wish I could be there, but I'm happy to be here instead. But to answer your question too, I mean, he's like a character in the film. Like, oh, music is always, you know, I always treat like the art direction and the music and the photography as characters in the film. So that's why these collaborations are very important. You know, they're like an actor or a character in the film.
Buongiorno, Giuseppe Fantasia per il quotidiano Il Foglio. Volevo chiedere a proposito dei personaggi. La paura è sicuramente uno dei personaggi dei suoi film, in tutti i suoi film, e ha reso in tutti questi film la paura più accettabile. Volevo chiederle di cosa ha paura Tim Burton. Grazie.
Well, you wouldn't believe how afraid I am right at this very moment to be on stage. Seriously, I mean. Yeah, I didn't even sleep last night because just thinking about it, even though these are very, it's very, you know, you're all great and amazing, it's just still scary. I don't get used to this at all. But thank you for sharing with me.
Salve, sono Maria Angelita Di Pasquale e volevo chiedere al team, tu hai iniziato molto presto il tuo lavoro. Che consiglio o monito vorresti dare a aspiranti sceneggiatori, registi, storyteller che magari devono affrontare la paura di non farcela o il giudizio altrui di essere diversi, non concreti e sognatori? Yeah. Grazie.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point because, I mean, when the previous question, what am I afraid of? That was one thing I was never afraid of what I wanted to do, you know, and I think. To do any kind of artistic thing, you can't be afraid. You have to kind of just be passionate about it and feel, you know, the love for it and a passion, and you can't be afraid. You know, you can't be afraid to fail or any of that sort of thing. You just need this sort of pure drive and passion to do a project, whatever it is, writing, directing, acting, whatever, just feel passionate about it. And then, you know, you'll have a good chance of making something special.
Thomas Cardinali per Talking Media. E dato che abbiamo avuto ospite Johnny Depp pochi giorni fa qui a Roma, volevo chiederle qualcosa in più sul suo rapporto con questo grandissimo artista e dato che è uscito un sequel a fumetti di Edward Mani di Forbice, se c'è la possibilità, magari anche se la Disney gliel'ha chiesto, di riprendere questo personaggio.
No, because after I saw the porno version of Edward Penis Hands and Edward Penis Hands 2, I decided it's been done. I've been lucky to work with people like him, you know, Danny Elfman, people I've collaborated with, I enjoy because you get to see them do different things each time, and that's exciting to me, to work with artists that, you know, are always doing, trying something slightly different, so, yeah, except not Edward's penis head, no.
Buonasera, Beatrice Bertuccioli del Quotidiano Nazionale. A proposito di Johnny Depp, da alcuni anni sono da quest'altra parte, sono qua in piedi, vabbè. Praticamente è stato messo alla porta, diciamo così, da Hollywood. Allora, volevo sapere, per ragioni private, per ragioni che riguardano la sua vita privata. Allora, volevo sapere cosa ne pensa di questo atteggiamento di Hollywood, di quello che sta succedendo a questo suo amico, e se lei invece è pronto a fare un nuovo film con lui. Grazie.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't live in Hollywood. I moved out many, 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 many years ago. So, you know, I still deal with it all. But, you know, I mean, that's a big, longer story. And, you know, it's, you know, I mean, of course I would work with him. You know, he's my friend and he's somebody that, you know, I care about. And, yeah, I mean, I got lots of views on it, but, you know, we don't have enough time for that.
Di fronte. Buongiorno. Sono qua.
Oh, it's, okay. It's not good morning. It's good afternoon.
good afternoon. Excuse me. Good afternoon. Patrizia Simonetti, Spettacolo Mania. Volevo chiederle intanto che cosa significa per lei questo premio alla carriera e poi una curiosità: se per caso conosce una rockstar italiana che si chiama Loredana Bertè, che l'altro giorno ha detto esplicitamente che vorrebbe tanto lavorare con lei, avrebbe voluto fare la sposa cadavere, e tra l'altro lei è la voce doppia un personaggio della famiglia Adams, il film animato uscito proprio in questi giorni. Se la conosce, ecco, le riporto il suo appello, se la fa lavorare, grazie.
Next job I have, if I get another job, I'll look her up. But no, in terms of the lifetime achievement, I mean, you know, I feel I'm kind of at my own funeral somehow. You know what I mean? It feels like I'm dead and getting some award. But no, but it's very special to me because it's a city I love. And, you know, I've grown up with certain Italian, watching certain Italian filmmakers like Mario Bava and Fellini and Dario Argento and things. So I have a real special love of this place and the artistry. And, you know, I worked with great artists like Dante Ferrante and lots of people that are really special to me. So it's great.
Mr. Barton, hello. My name is Alexander Lizardo from National Greek Television. Congratulations for the wonderful job that you have done. What you did in the early 90s is changed what they had in their mind of what normality in characters mean. But now they're turning in a totally different direction. We see that they try to embrace, with that political correctness, different characters, and they have to filter everything. I would love to have some thoughts on that. And I have a second question, that now Disney, especially the last 7-8 years, they're doing movie adaptations of all their animations. What are your thoughts in that, knowing that you have worked in some of them in the past? Thank you so, so much.
Yeah. Yes. What was the first part? Yes. Well, I mean, I'd hate to be a comedian or something right now because, you know, I mean, you can't say anything, you can't do anything without getting into some kind of trouble, which is really unfortunate for any artist, you know, in any medium. So it does feel like there's a very oppressive, you know, you get concerned about, you know, I don't really get concerned about it, but studios do and people do, and you don't even know what to think anymore, you know. So I would hate to be, like I said, comedian or something where you know, you have to watch everything you say. So, but, you know, I never worried, I never watched what I said anyway, so I don't really care. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I've been responsible for some of these things, and, you know, I'm not really a big fan anymore of that kind of thing. That's why I sort of kind of stopped making a movie for a while, just because I feel like it's gotten to kind of turned into kind of a rut in a way. And so I think what's happened is that things have gotten homogenized. So, you know, like with Disney, it's now just either Marvel or Pixar or remaking our old movies and all that sort of thing. And so, you know, even though I've been kind of responsible for some of those things, it's not something that I would look forward to doing again.
Ci sono un po' di domande.
Except, you know, maybe I'll do a live action remake of The Fox and the Hound or something. That would be terrible.
C'è anche una domanda qui davanti. Sì. Prego, chi ha il microfono?
Sì, sì.
Buongiorno, e volevo chiederle quale tra i film che ha realizzato è il suo preferito e per quale motivo, se c'è un messaggio dietro particolare.
Well, I think my favorite one is maybe Vincent, because it's only 5 minutes long, so it's, I have a short attention span, so it's probably my favorite.
Nel frattempo volevo chiedergli una cosa, se c'è un... qual è la cosa più sbagliata che si dice di lei?
Well, I always used to be accused of being like a dark person, which I'm not. You know, I think that was the biggest thing that always kind of stayed with me, that I had some kind of dark personality. But you know, and that, so it's that kind of thing. It's like when you grow up and you're sort of labeled as something. I think that's why I don't really like labeling people or looking at people in certain categories and so on, because it's like I didn't like that feeling of being labeled as something and always sort of fought against it. And I think that's something that sort of remained with me for my whole life.
C'è una domanda lì, credo, non so dove sia il microfono a questo punto. Prego.
Hi.
Non funziona. Vabbè, intanto passiamo all'altra domanda, poi. Prego.
Hi.
I'm here.
Hi.
Voices in the dark.
Hello.
Bye. I am Federica Marcucci, Ginger Generation. Volevo chiederle se le è piaciuto Joaquin Phoenix nel ruolo di Joker, dal momento che lei ha diretto Jack Nicholson nella stessa parte. Grazie.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it because having my own slight mental health issues, I could identify with that character. You know, it was. I thought it was really, really good.
Buongiorno. Ecco, allora io non vorrei essere ripetitiva perché praticamente in ogni conferenza in cui l'ho incontrata l'ho espresso il mio amore per il suo cinema e questo è il motivo per cui faccio questo mestiere, scusi se non sono andata. E allora, innanzitutto è un piacere averla qui e volevo sapere se ritornerà a fare il cinema stop motion, che è la tecnica che è proprio Tim Burton, e se ha qualche progetto in mente. Grazie.
Yeah, I mean, I always have something in mind, and you know, it's such a special medium to me. So yes, I plan on doing it. I don't have anything specifically at the moment because it takes a special kind of artist to kind of do that kind of animation, and you know, each time I've done it, kind of pulled together a new team of people to do it, and because it's such a specialized and beautiful art form, so I will definitely always, as a place in my heart, I will definitely do some more stop motion. Yes.
Qui, salve Mr. Burton. Volevo chiederle, ieri è stato qui Frank Miller e ha parlato un po' del ritorno del Cavaliere Oscuro. Io volevo chiederle, dopo gli anni 60, quindi la serie televisiva di Batman, come è stato approcciarsi a questo personaggio pensando di rivoluzionarlo totalmente, e com'è stata la risposta delle persone intorno a lei che vedevano questo personaggio così oscuro e gotico rispetto al precedente? Grazie.
Yeah, no, I mean, it felt very special. It just felt like it was new territory. You know, I mean, it was because, and even with the studio, I mean, nobody, you know, there was no sort of benchmark to gauge it against. It was a TV series, and then, you know, maybe a movie like Superman that kind of brought comic book movies back to sort of a different, but nothing like this. So, I mean, it was exciting because it just felt new, you know what I mean? And we didn't really, and it's amazing how much that kind of, even though it did very well, it wasn't received as the best movie ever made, but it's amazing to me how much of what we did in that kind of remains today. You know, it's something that kind of is a bit shocking and interesting and shocking at the same time.
Aspetta, scusami, ma perché parli senza microfono? Intanto c'è qualcuno col microfono lì, credo. Prego.
Hello, sono Oreste Tralce e come vedete la sala è piena di giovani. Com'era Tim da giovane? Se aveva un sogno, se questo sogno si è realizzato oppure è ancora nella sua mente?
Yeah, I always have dreams. No, I mean, exactly. I mean, I always, you know, I love film. I love watching film. It was like dreaming, you know. And so I feel very lucky that, you know, you can kind of daydream and make things happen. You know, that's for me. Whether it was drawing or doing something, even my little drawings and stuff was a way of creating something. So I always feel like whatever. It's just important for anybody in any form to just be as creative, whether you draw or, you know, write or just anything, you know, anything that you can do. I think it just helps the human spirit to just do something that's creative for yourself, you know, definitely.
Ciao team, allora, ho una piccola considerazione e una domanda da farti. Tutti noi riconosciamo il suo timbro, la sua impronta nei suoi film, il suo stile e la sua firma, così come gli attori sanno chi e cosa si trovano davanti quando lavorano con lei e in che storie si trovano inseriti. La mia domanda è come reagiscono gli attori alle sue scelte nei film che lei fa e come lei si approccia a loro in modo tale da inserirli al meglio nei suoi film e prepararli a lavorare con lei.
Well, I mean, every actor is different, so and I'm not the best communicator necessarily, so sometimes people have trouble understanding what I'm even talking about, but I've been very lucky to work with people that, you know, I always try to gauge whether people are willing to kind of go for something, you know, I mean, like, and you never really know, but I mean, I just think that I just recall, like, somebody like Michelle Pfeiffer on playing Catwoman, you know, she did weird, you know, she let cats crawl over and bite her, she put a live bird in her mouth, you know, let it fly out, you know, she did all these kinds of, learned how to use a whip and dance on the rooftops and things. So, you know, people, I've worked with people that really like, you know, like to go for it, and that inspires me. So, you know, you try to suss that out when you meet actors, if they're, you know, if they have that kind of spirit of just going for it and trying different things. And so, you know, as best as you can, you know. And I also like to work with actors that don't like actually watching themselves, you know, the ones that just like doing it, and there's a bit of a freedom to that, that they go, oh, let me go look at, turn the monitor on and look at what I just did. They just like the process of it. So I always try to identify those kind of actors before working with them.
Sì, sono Ivan Zingariello, Spettacolo U. Volevo chiedere a Tim, ma lui come si spiega una cosa che io trovo scandalosa, ovvero che un artista del genere non abbia ancora vinto un Oscar? Lei ha avuto due candidature per La Sposa delle Lauree e Frank Avrini e non ha ancora avuto la statuetta. Lei che spiegazione si è dato di questa cosa?
Honestly, you know, I've got a Golden Globe, so I'm happy. I was nominated, sorry, I didn't get one.
Salve, buonasera. E io invece sono interessata al processo creativo, insomma, il momento dell'ispirazione, il momento in cui c'è quella miccia, quella fiamma che ha portato a dei scenari, a delle ambientazioni così uniche e originali come quelle dei suoi film. Come avviene questo processo in lei? L'immaginazione da cosa scaturisce? Da sensazioni, da pensieri che la coinvolgono? Ci dica un po'.
I mean, it usually starts, you go into a bar and have a few drinks and then see what happens. sometimes, not always. No, I mean, like I said, for me, I've been always a kind of a daydreamer, so it just, and I always felt sort of separate from everybody, so I always just felt like I look at things sort of slightly differently, and I just sort of let that, you know, I had no real choice, that's sort of just the way I was and am, and so, you know, I spent a lot of time with, you know, staring out the window and looking at trees or sky or whatever, and that always just inspires me. So I was like, you know, always important to always look at things and try to see something slightly different in it, and so it's just the way, you know, it started and it stays.
Buonasera. Vorrei sapere se c'è un film che si è pentito di aver diretto e uno che invece si è pentito di non aver diretto. Grazie.
No, I think, as somebody once said, it's true, it's like all your films are like your children, you know, some of them may not be, the, you know, it, so I don't know, I don't regret anything, and I think regret is something that doesn't, I don't, it's not a thing that I really like. I think, have I made mistakes, have I done things, but yeah, maybe, but I each one I sort of felt there was a reason why I did it, and it turned out well or not, it didn't, you know, it's still... So no, I don't really regret doing anything, to be honest. It's something that's just part of you, and you know, I have always both good and bad memories with any project. You know, it's a mixed bag of emotions when you make something. You know, you go through a lot of feelings, and so I would say, you know, I there might be things that I wouldn't want to do again, kind of thing, or you kind of learn your lesson over many years, maybe, but no regrets.
Prego.
Not yet, anyway.
Volevo avere l'onore di sentire Dalai riguardo del film Dumbo. Volevo che mi raccontasse meglio del personaggio e del film, se può. Mi piacerebbe vedere un altro film su Dumbo.
Well, I mean, the thing I realized about Dumbo, and this is why I sort of had a nervous breakdown after that movie, because I realized that was like my story with Disney. I felt like I was Dumbo, you know, the, sort of the misfit kind of creature working at Disney, you know, and it took me to the end of the film to realize that it was like sort of autobiographical, and so that's why I stopped making, you know, I haven't made a movie since, really, because I'm still traumatized by it in some ways.
Dobbiamo fermarci qui.
Thank you.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.